You're listening to episode 296 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey, ladies, welcome to the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm so excited because I get to chat with my friend Jasmine Starr today. I am sure many of you know who she is. She is a photographer and a business strategist, and we've got like so many amazing directions we can head in today. So Jasmine, I'm just so excited to have you on.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you, friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate you too. So first of all, you're definitely the queen of Instagram. Like when I go for Instagram help, it's like, you're my girl. I'm loving the things that you're doing, and I feel like everything is just so high-end, so top-notch, and I want to kind of dive into a little bit of all of the videos and the amazing content you're putting out there. So let me ask you, do you have like one main piece of content, and then you kind of repurpose and grab the one of the videos and put it here? Like, how do you come up with so much stuff? I'm hoping there's some repurposing in there.
Well, I think it's going to be important. I refer to it as staggering content. Mm. And there was a time like that Instagram wasn't as long form video friendly. But with the introduction of IGTV, that completely changed. And I just feel like I'm the biggest fan of it right now. Because for instance, if you're going to invest in creating a video, I heavily suggest, let's just use as an example. I create a video and I post it Monday afternoon on my Facebook page. And then Tuesday morning, I'll put it on my YouTube channel. And then Tuesday night, I put a link on Twitter linking back to my YouTube. And then Wednesday, I put the video on IGTV. And then on Wednesday night, I'll do 3 to 4 Instagram stories pointing back to the IGTV so people can actually stay in the platform and watch the long form video. So in that regard, yes, I haven't been the Instagram user to get like a long form video. When I say long form, my videos are around 5 to 6 minutes. I haven't quite yet mastered the art of taking a 6 minute video and bringing it down to 59 seconds because I feel like it's losing it right there. Mm-hmm. But I actually believe that if the IGTV format doesn't take off in the same way that people are hoping it will, I do believe that you can start uploading long form videos in the Instagram feed.
Okay. So bringing up that you don't feel like some people are thinking, oh, is it not taking off? They're saying that it's just not working. Are you still a fan of, yes, let's go for it? And let me ask you too, how do we know if we should keep up with it and stay consistent? Like, is there a certain type of business to go, yeah, this is working for me. No, this isn't.
It just depends. Like, here's the thing, Stacey. I'm straight out thirsty. I'm one of those people who will do all the things in all the ways in order to service people the way they want to experience it. So I can say, obviously, that the viewing experience on Facebook is going to be far better than it is on IGTV. But if people aren't on Facebook watching videos and they're spending all of their time on Instagram, I need to be able to connect with them where they are. So I have to remove myself from all of my subjectivity. And at the end of the day, if I have a video that will actually be connected on Facebook, how much more time does it take for me to upload it to IGTV? Very little. So for me, if I'm already doing the content and creating the content, then it means no sense not to. And so often, here's the thing. I believe that many of us are short-sighted. I see people constantly in Instagram stories doing polls. Are you watching IGTV? And then the next one is like, the results are in. Nobody's watching. And I was like, here's the thing. When Snapchat first came out, nobody was using Snapchat. And when YouTube first came out, it took years before people understood the art of what they're doing. And do I believe that Mark Zuckerberg, who's at the helm of Facebook, who owns Instagram and is building a team at Instagram, like, do I believe that they're going to be the people to elevate it and get it to where it needs to be? Mm-hmm. Like 9.9 out of 10? Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do not think it's a waste of time. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not breaking the bank with video views, but I am averaging 5,000 to 6,000 views on IGTV. And those are views that haven't impacted the views on YouTube or on Facebook. So people are still watching. Mm-hmm. I've just given them a different avenue to do it in the way that they like.
I love that you're saying it hasn't impacted YouTube, it hasn't impacted Facebook, because that would be my next question. Are you just getting them someplace else?
Right.
So I feel like if you are creating video, why not repurpose it on many different platforms? What does it hurt? How long does it take?
Well, for IGTV specifically, I can say that like the hurdle would be that when people get a video and they have it recorded in a horizontal format,
yeah,
people have definitely said that they don't like to watch horizontal videos on IGTV with a bunch of like negative space above and below.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like a horizontal video that was then turned in. And here's the thing. If that's what you can only do because that's where your time is, mm-hmm. hey, that's better than, I believe it's better than nothing. And people who actually want to watch a video will watch a video. However, there are very cheap and inexpensive iPhone apps. Like I will get the video that's recorded in horizontal and then bring it into an app called like Video Shop, and you can add borders to it and you export it on your phone and upload it into IGTV. Like that does take a little bit more time, but all of a sudden the viewing experience is enhanced.
Okay. I love that. Now let's talk about Instagram stories and the news feed, right? I'm hearing time and time again, the news feed is gone, right? Like everything's dying. Everything is over. But I know you still want engagement on your news feed. So how are you handling that? Because I'm sure you're getting a lot of people to question, do I even keep up with this news feed?
So the fact of the matter is Facebook owns Instagram. And so whatever happens on Facebook, it is not if, it's when it will happen on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So the way that it has been described multiple times on Facebook is that if you were to look at Facebook and now Instagram, so we're talking about Instagram can be perceived as like an 8-lane highway. And when Instagram first came out, there were very few cars on that highway. Early adopters were on that highway. They could go as fast as they wanted. And now that Instagram has crossed 1.1 billion users and is the fastest growing platform of all ages, there are so many cars on the freeway now that it's virtually harder for you to move at the pace that you want. You will see other people will see your car less because there's so many more options. So your objective is to create the coolest looking car on the freeway that will get attention. And when we actually bring this out into like practical terms, you want to make sure that the content you're creating isn't just cool, isn't just pretty, isn't just fabulous. It has to ring all bells, which what do people want to see? Because your people want to see something different than my people. And that's a beautiful thing. If people can like, comment, and share our stuff, then that is quantified as engagement. And I cannot say, oh, post memes of dogs under rainbows and cupcakes and you'll win. It's not something that can be hacked. It's literally what do your people want to see and can you do that? Now, here's the tricky part is, do you know what your audience wants to see? And if you do not know what they want to see, you're going to have a really hard time sticking on the algorithm. And that really boils down to 100% is understanding who you're servicing. That's it. And when you do that, it's a game changer for people on Instagram.
Well, and I think what you just described was people are getting worried that it's getting more saturated, right? So that's really what's happening. It's not that less people are liking your posts. It's just, it's getting more saturated. There's a lot more competition. So think about it. You're going to have that happen in your business. You're not just going to give up when it gets more saturated. You have to go, how do I differentiate myself from my competitors? And I don't feel like people are doing that on Instagram right now. They're just kind of giving up and thinking, I'm going to go to stories or I'm going to go over here. And I think we have to really realize that the game's just changing always. Like Facebook's always changing. Instagram's always changing. So we just have to really just pivot when they're making some tweaks.
Absolutely. And when you understand that you can use Instagram as a place of service for your followers, like I firmly believe, and this is like a twist on a Dale Carnegie quote, but I firmly believe that your Instagram account will go farther with 1,000 genuinely interested and engaging followers than 10,000 people who just passively scroll by your content. If your objective isn't to be the most popular, your objective is to create stuff that will position your business as the unique solution to their needs. You do not need 10,000 clients. You need a few. And if a few result from your 1,000 followers who are engaging, you're winning the game. We shouldn't and mustn't look at vanity metrics. Like, oh, if I have 10,000, now I have the swipe up, now I'm so legit. It doesn't matter if you have the swipe up, if people aren't swiping up. Right. Like, that's just the truth of the matter. So our idea is to be interesting and engaging with people who will engage with our account and service them in a way that they believe our business is the unique solution to their desired results.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I think too, it's like, we've always want those milestones. We want the 10,000, we want that swipe up. Yeah. And then you get it and it's not even that cool. Right? Like, people can still DM you. You're still doing these things. So I think we have to let go of, I need this, I need that. If we can just serve, those numbers will come.
Stacey, I'm going to say something that a lot of people will think is that trash crazy. At the time of our recording, I have, I don't know, like 273,000 followers on Instagram, and I do not have a business account. So I do not have the swipe up feature.
Oh, okay. That was just my next question, is business versus personal. So let's talk about that. Cause I did not know that. That intrigues me.
Okay. So, and again, and I have to say that I know that first and foremost, this works for my business, not all businesses. And I don't even propose this for others. I'm just saying, let me walk you through my process and then you can decide whether or not it's a good fit for you. So I have decided to keep my account personal instead of having a business Instagram account. And here's why. Is business Instagram accounts were not introduced until Facebook bought Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Facebook has denoted from its inception that you are only allowed 5,000 people on a personal Facebook account, and anything beyond that, you need a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And at the time when Facebook pages and when business pages and personal pages on Facebook were one and the same, everybody's getting the same engagement, and then all of a sudden, Facebook got to 2.2 billion users, and then Facebook said, oh, we can't be giving the same amount of free, quote, freeway space to business pages. We're going to truncate how many lanes they can take on the highway. And so if you want to have a faster route, then you got to pay for it. And I saw that, and when that came happen on Instagram, I was like, oh, right now there might not be a little misstep in engagement, but once Instagram hits that 1.5, 2 billion users, what do they think they're going to do with the business account?
Yeah.
They're going to make you pay to play. And I saw that and I was like, do you know how bad I want that swipe up feature? Girl, I want that swipe up feature. But you want to know what? I haven't switched. And I don't think, because what I'll do is, instead of having the swipe up feature, I will use vanity URLs. So it's like, when I want people to sign up for a freebie, I try to make the freebie email address as easy as possible. Like jasminestar.com/branding, jasminestar.com/free stock photos. Like, I try to make it as easy as possible. And for people who really want it and for people who really care, will type it in. And for people who don't, I'm like, that's okay. I'm just not going to sacrifice the organic reach that I think could be truncated in the future as a result of a swipe up feature that people may or may not even use.
Yeah. So first of all, if you have less than 10,000 followers, what's the point of even switching to a business account?
I think there's zero.
Okay. So that's really good to know.
Unless you have a physical location. Because if you have a business Instagram account, you have a physical, like, let's say I had a donut shop. It might make a lot of sense for me to have a business account because people can call within the app. They can get directions within the app. Maybe that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But, and to be fair, if I had a weekly podcast, and if I was a fashion influencer and I had affiliate links, and if I had products and the swipe up feature was such a pivotal thing in getting people to get where they needed to go, then I might make a difference. I actually reserve the right to change my mind next week. So there's that. But I'm saying, the type of business that I run, I have open enrollment for my membership site. I don't need people to go take an action at this very second right now. Like, so it works for my business to be that way. But again, I have no dog in the fight. So whatever I just want people to make the best educated decision for their business. Because if you have less than 10,000 people and you do not have a physical location, there's no reason you should be a business account, like, at all.
Okay. Now, can you still be running ads as a personal account on Instagram?
Girl, yes.
Oh yeah, because you are. Hello. Hello. Okay. Okay.
So let me ask you, you create your Instagram ads in Facebook Ads Manager and you run them to Instagram from your business page.
Okay, so should I be switching from business to personal? Or did it already hurt me because it's like I'm flagged? I'm like,
do you have the swipe up feature?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have over 10,000.
Yes, I have over, I have like 25, maybe 23,000. So what's crazy is we just started to say, DM me if you want this. We stopped using the swipe up feature because we don't feel like it was really working.
But
DM us for the link.
Message exactly. Girl, I'm telling you, because the minute that the swipe up feature came out, people started using it with so much frequency that it lost its power. It's not as delicious to have anymore. And that ability to DM, girl, I am telling you, the DM game kills on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kills. So I think you're doing it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that, Jace. I love it.
So I'm so glad we just tested this out because this past week we're like, let's just try this DM us if you want the link, which is kind of sounds tedious. Like we're going to email the link to every person, but now they even have those messages where you can quickly copy and paste the link or save things in there, which is amazing. Can
where?
You do that?
What?
Oh, maybe you can't do that in personal though, I'm wondering.
What?
So now if I would go to message somebody, I think they're called like quick messages or quick replies, and you can save things in there. So if I said to somebody, DM me for the link, I can have it be one of my saved messages.
I'm going to Google this right when we get off this call. Like, cause I mean, that would be, I mean, incredible. But here's the thing. Regardless, I do the same thing. It's possible.
Like sure, if you're launching iPhones too. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, same thing.
And when you think about this, let's put ourselves in the user behavior. When you say swipe up for this feature, people mm-hmm. now know that they must swipe up and then they got to put in their information.
Yeah.
And when you say DM, it's the same thing. They click on the little airplane, paper plane, and then they say, I want it. It's like, it's the same behavioral pattern, but people feel like they are seen and it's highly personalized.
Yeah.
That, my friends, is definitely where Instagram is going in 2019.
Well, what's nice about the DM factor of having them message us, it's like walking up to a reception desk and actually have somebody like right there where you can say, hey, so what about this? Or can I pay on Thursday? Can I do this? Like they're asking questions. Whereas before they're going to a page, no one's there. It's like the reception desk is empty and they can't ask anybody. So they leave. So I feel like we're actually catching way more people and having a real conversation with them. And it's converting, which has been really great.
I love that. I feel like I tip my hat. I couldn't agree more. It just gives me all the warm and fuzzy, specifically because you sell high-end items.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you walked into Gucci and they're like, assert yourself, you know? At Target, you can check out on your own. At Gucci, nobody, you're talking to somebody. So I love it.
Okay, cool. All right, I love that. I'm so glad we went down that road. I was not thinking that. So even the quick reply thing, I don't even know if that would make me that upset that it just left because it just became a feature. So I'm curious if maybe we should be thinking about personal versus business just because of that reason. I've heard other people say that. I did not know you were personal. That shocks me.
I know.
Okay, so interesting. So if somebody's just getting started on Instagram, I mean, I haven't even been on Instagram that long. How much time should you be focusing on it? I mean, I feel like I personally am loving Instagram. I spend my personal time on there. Mm-hmm. So that just makes me excited to post and do things like that. But for somebody who's not yet on it, what kind of time commitment does Instagram take to really start to see traction?
I am a firm believer in, it's like tending a garden. It's like going on a diet, you know? You can really grow fast if you put fertilizer in the garden and you're watering every day and you're tilling the soil, and you could really lose weight quickly if you cut your calories in half, if you work out, if you like, there are things you can do to increase your growth, but it takes time. How much time you want to dedicate? I suggest if you want to get into Instagram and use it for an effective growth platform, you have to be posting at least once a day.
Okay.
And then when you post once a day, you have to make sure that you are coming into the habit of responding quickly to your comments as soon as you get them, because you're going to be training your early followers and how you engage. So whenever I post, I try within the first 20 to 30 minutes to go back and respond to every single one of the comments for people who responded early, because I want to start engaging with people early, because what happens is the algorithm will measure early engagement and determine who do they want to show it more to. And when I can actually coach people, facilitate to remind them, like the next time they see my post, oh, they should engage because Jasmine will respond much quickly. I get a personal response from her. That's 100% where I want to be. I dedicate a post a day, a caption a day. I go into my DMs and I catch up on my DMs 2 to 3 times a day because DMs are powerful mechanisms to actually facilitate. I believe that people who will DM me, I have noticed people will DM, I've never heard or seen this person, they'll DM me. And the next thing you know, I'm seeing their comments on my post. Because people want to know, are you a real person? Are you a diva? Are you going to respond? Who are you? What do you do? And the minute you have that receptionist feel, what you had just said, they will all of a sudden feel safe in your office or they'll feel safe with who you are. So every single day, and for people who are just like, well, I'm brand new, nobody's engaging, nobody leaves comments. My next question is, well, when is the last time you spent 10 to 20 minutes leaving thoughtful comments on other people's posts and liking other people's posts? You have to teach people how to engage with your account. So if at all possible, at minimum, you should be spending about 20 to 30 minutes on Instagram every single day. And this is not, so I have like Jasmine Instagram time, and then I have Jasmine entrepreneur time. And like my business time is just me catching up with friends, watching videos and memes. But when I'm in there for business, I'm in there for business. And I have to be like strategic, work fast, leave comments that are more than 4 words. I try not to use emojis when I'm leaving comments because emojis don't count within the algorithm. And comments with more than 4 words count for more like Instagram juice within the algorithm. So I have to teach people how I want them to engage in my account.
So if somebody just leaves the word like thanks, does that count at all, or is it getting some credit, or no, you have to have 4 words?
So, you're definitely getting credit. Anytime that people actually leave a comment, it's amazing. But longer, lengthier comments or just comments more than 4 words are weighted more because Instagram is understanding that people are actually moving and typing to leave something thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, and when we are going in and responding to people, like, I won't write just like, thank you. I'll write, thank you so much, just to try to hit 4 words.
Exactly.
So think about that. Be very strategic on how do I say this, but say this in a little bit longer than normal.
Absolutely. So,
Okay, cool. You know who does this really well? Ed Mylett does, I can't remember what it's called, but he does something where when he posts, he has like this 2-minute drill or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
Okay.
But if you post within 2 minutes, something happens.
So I think the first person I saw do it, it's called like Gary Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk calls it the 30-second club. And so, and Ed does like a 2-minute drill. And for people who leave a comment more than 4 words within a designated time frame every day, they will have a contest or a giveaway. But you just have to make sure you're leaving a comment in the first 30 seconds or 2 minutes. And they've kind of like hacked engagement because if everybody knows, oh, I'm going to get a t-shirt from Ed or I'm going to get a hat from Gary. And so it fills up really quick, which indicates to the algorithm, oh, this is a hot post. I need to show it to more people. I love it. I don't have the bandwidth or the team to be like, who's monitoring the first 2 minutes? Yes. Let's get the winner. Who are we doing? It's like, it turns into like a thing. And I'm not cool enough like Gary or Ed to have swag. Like I don't have J-Star hats, you know? So
Not yet.
That's right. Stace, not yet.
Okay. I love this. So I want to know, how do we go from having we get a pretty curated feed. How do we go from having this look really nice to actually converting people? Like what are some tips or strategies we can be thinking about to not just having it look nice, but actually converting?
Well, I mean, I know I'm probably going to like piss off a lot of people, but aesthetics don't convert, copy converts. And I just think that sometimes, and I feel like honestly, like going into 2019, people say, well, how do you see Instagram changing? I see Instagram changing in that like the perfect depiction of life. And I, for 100%, right, raising my hand, transgressor, is that like pretty is now going to be polarizing. When life looks too perfect, people are going to be like, is she real? Is she approachable? Is this in real time? People are starting to value that. So I now am posting photos I'm a professional photographer. I literally take my camera everywhere. So now I just have to be really strategic. I'm like, on the days that I'm posting stories in that outfit, I should be posting a picture in that outfit, you know, just so people will know, like, you know, I is who I is. I'm trying to be as real as possible on this platform. But I do think that obviously a photo matters because that's what kind of pauses somebody.
Yeah.
But you got to hook them. This is like basic copywriting 101. It's what's the hook? And on Instagram, your hook has to be in the first 2 lines of a caption. So you got to get your point across immediately for somebody to click on the read more. And when they click on the read more, that's already an action on your behalf on Instagram, which is measurable by the algorithm. That right there is a win. So I will take it. So I work really hard at getting something captivating, the first two lines, having them click on the read more. And the minute somebody can read, and people will give me a hard time all the time. Jasmine, your captions are too long. Guess what? I'm not trying to be cool and I'm not trying to be popular. I'm trying to be profitable. And I know that copy converts. And the only way people can really get to know the real me, because I understand you go to my Instagram feed and it does look a little professional. Like it looks like a professional photographer take the pictures. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know? And so I have to make sure that the copy showcases who I am and how I come of service to entrepreneurs who want and need help on social media. And the only way I do that is with my copy. And the only way I do that is by showing up on Instagram stories and being like, I'm here in a baseball cap and no makeup, or I'm in my kitchen, join me for a cup of coffee. Like all of those things I'm really trying to leverage, because I understand that conversion only happens by way of consistency, honesty, and unrelenting places of service. It does not come because you're cool, and it doesn't come because you're pretty, and it doesn't come your offer is great. Guess what? There's a ton of great offers on Instagram. How you convert is going to be through consistency again and again and again.
Are you making sure that you do have stories every 24 hours, or is it always pretty consistent for you?
Yes. Okay. Because I understand, I mean, to the best of my ability, there are times where I just give myself the permission. Yeah. I'm like, it's a Sunday. It is Sabbath. If God rested, I can rest. I'm just, you know, I don't, but the vast majority.
But you see the importance of it.
Oh, 100%. Because again, any action within Instagram is an action on your behalf. So if you put up a poll, if you do a slider, if you have, if people DM you, when people DM, I love getting DMs because there's a higher likelihood that my posts are going to show up in their feed. So when I'm launching, I'm all about DM me, boo-boo, because I want you to see my other posts that are going to ultimately sell you and convert you.
So are you surprised when you see certain people turn off the DM feature? Like, are you thinking, why would you do that?
I'm baffled.
Okay.
I'm completely baffled. I'm just like, I mean, I understand it. I understand that people are going to weigh like the pressure of somebody DMing them and not getting a response. They think it would be worse than not. And so I get it. I get it. But I also understand the same way that you abdicate responsibility for, let's say, customer service when it becomes overwhelming, you could bring in a social media manager and say, hey, I'm not this person, but let me help you or let me direct you. It becomes a different way of point of contact that's fully manageable. I just think that turning it off is just an opportunity lost.
Yeah. Well, and when somebody gets big enough, I'm not going to be turned off when somebody else is responding for them saying like, hey, this isn't Stacy, but let me help you with that.
Oh, totally.
It would be understandable, right?
Of course, of course, of course, of course. I agree.
Okay, so I want to ask you about feeds and professional photography versus iPhone photos. Okay. I feel like I'm seeing more and more iPhone photos, and I would love to know your thoughts on that. I mean, I get your professional photographer, so what's on your feed has to be obviously at a certain level. But somebody else that isn't, should we be showing more of that to look more real, or is that where stories kind of helps you?
Both actually, like the answer isn't one or the other. I do think, but here's the thing is like, in addition to seeing like an uptick in iPhone photos, it's because the iPhone has gotten really freaking amazing. Like it's beautiful. It's amazing. And I once heard a quote from an early mentor, his name is Chase Jarvis. And he said, the best camera you have is the one that's on you. And I do think that us as entrepreneurs, as business professionals, as people who actually just want to be in the game and be present at the same time, an iPhone is an amazing solution. However, just because you have and can have the ability to take a photo, you should take the steps to make it a pleasant photo. I mean, it's literally, I'm watching people, and of course, I'm a photographer, so I notice all these like nuances, and I'm like, why? Just take two steps to the right. Like, go ahead. Like, you know, when you're taking a picture of your food, clear off the junk on the table. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like those are things, but like absolutely, if you have an iPhone and you have the ability to be posting and it's not like an absolutely awful photo, absolutely. Okay. I think that showing up is better than not showing up.
Yes.
And people are so concerned with their grid or their feed. And I am a firm believer that your grid, your feed is really only important to people who are new followers. Mm-hmm. When is the last time, like, here's the thing, Stace, I've been following you for like 2 years. I didn't even know how many Instagram followers you have because I don't go to your feed. I just like your photos as they come up in my newsfeed. I'm not going back and being like, does her grid look pretty? What are we really saying here? And so in my mind, if you understand that you're going to serve the people who follow you, like I always say, dance with the boy who took you to prom. Service the people who are there, and they'll be the ones promoting you, telling their friends to follow you.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. So you are not really looking at your feed as much, but are you?
I used to a lot. Okay. And then I just realized that it's more important to the time that I would spend trying to strategize the grid is time I should be DMing people. That's just the God honest truth. That's why.
Right, because you have to prioritize. You've got to figure out what's more important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And a perfect, beautiful grid is not as important to me as creating real connections with other people who I can connect with.
Yeah. No, I love that. Now, I want to quickly, last question, bring up, you recently did like a revive your Facebook page challenge, which I loved. And I was kind of going, wait a minute, Jasmine's talking about Facebook here, not Instagram. Yeah. And let me tell you, we did it. And I only did it for the 5 days because then I left for Italy, but I did it for the 5 days. I couldn't believe how much engagement we were getting. And now we're home from Italy and I'm like, guys, let's go back to doing this because this is so good. So tell us about that.
I know that like lately, like Instagram is like, you know, Instagram's the transfer student in high school who comes in and she's like, has a French accent. You know, it's like, oh, she's cool and unique and everyone's gonna hang out with her. But like, I always like never forget your fourth grade best friend. Like she's going to be the one that's with you for a while. And I feel that way about Facebook, but here's the thing. I still feel that way about YouTube. I feel that way about Twitter. I'm really just saying, how can I show up in places and spaces where people are? Mm-hmm. And when we decided to do this 30-day Facebook challenge, it was so important to show people that Facebook is still alive. Yeah. It is still powerful. I will say, as a, you know, a business strategist, that my leads come in equal proportion on Facebook and on Instagram. And that is irregardless of the offer. Like I have a monthly membership and the content every month changes. So we have promotions around different things. It's not like I have like a single offer and this is the only thing. And I know, oh, all of my Instagram feeds are where it's at. Like, no, I literally am getting 50% from both of these platforms, regardless of the offer, which indicates to me as a strategist, there is a big audience. And like 2.2 billion people on Facebook is an opportunity to get your offer seen, period. And so I will absolutely still party on Facebook. I know people think it's like the old grandma, but I'm like, call it for what it is. There are still people on it and it is a powerful vehicle.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said before with these videos, if we can post them, you know, a couple minutes later on Instagram or on YouTube, same thing with your content. If you're writing up these great posts on Instagram,
I can
take that and put it on Facebook or your group or wherever you're at.
Oh, 100%. But I will encourage people to stagger the content. So I won't post the same post on Instagram and automatically push it to Facebook. I want to make sure that I'm respecting each platform, putting a few days in between the posts. But yes, 100%. There's no sense for you to reinvent the wheel. So 1,000% do that, stagger content, share, be active. And the one thing, like, I know this is going to get like a little bit next level, but you know, I nerd out about ads and you know, I nerd out about lead acquisition. And the reason why I have been able to get these insane cost per leads is because, not because I have a really great ad campaign, is I'm keeping my audience warm on Facebook. I'm keeping my audience warm on Instagram so that when the ads come, they're engaging with them and people are opting in. So for me, that's why it's so important for people to show up on Facebook, on Instagram every single day, cultivate that audience, have them trust you so that when you do present an offer, when you do have a freebie, they're like, I like you, I know you, I trust you, I want to jump in at a really low cost.
I love that. And my Facebook ads manager and I were just talking and he said, he just went through a launch with somebody else. And he said, we discovered we didn't have a big enough warm audience at the time of our launch. And he's like, we cannot make that mistake with you. We need to start working on these videos now. So we're grabbing a lot of our YouTube videos, a lot of our older stuff that is still fresh content. So I'm so glad you brought that up because we're working on the same thing right now.
That's amazing. And just, I mean, Stace, we will nerd out on this stuff, but speaking of warm audiences in relation to launches and relations to social media, there have been times where a really amazing Instagram post, a post does really well on Instagram. And I realized I can get the exact same copy and same photo and turn it into a newsletter. And so we now retarget our newsletter list in Facebook and Instagram ads. And it's just, everything works together and I'm not doing a lot of extra work.
I love that.
Encouraging people.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So I do want to quickly shout out your social curator because I And I will say this, I am friends with Jasmine, but I am now a client of Jasmine's because I'm in her social curator membership. And it's funny because at first I was kind of bought it and handed it off to my VA. And I'm like, I'm not really getting this. And she's not getting it either. And it was because I didn't get in there myself. And I finally said, okay, I'm going to try it myself. I'm going to see. And for me, as somebody who comes up with content, I just needed little, like, just like, give me something and I'll come up with the rest. And I need that. I'm very, I don't want to start from scratch. I want to see something and then make it my own. So can you just explain a little bit of how you came up with it and what it looks like? Because I know a lot of my listeners are probably thinking, this might be for me. And I'm not an affiliate. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah, no, we don't even have affiliates. Why? Because we're $30 a month. So I think that Stacey, you started off at the right space and you said, I need inspiration. And that is why Social Curator was created. It's like, as business owners, we know we should be on social media every single day. We know we need to keep our audiences warm. And so what is often the thing that stops us from showing up? We don't have a good photo. We don't know what to say. And we don't even know if our marketing plan is intact. So every single month, our members get 30 captions. These are fill in the blank, conversation starters, teach you how to build engagement. You get over 30 photos. You can go through a gallery. And I should clarify, is that often people say, oh, Jasmine will shoot 30 photos for my business?
What? No.
Yes. Stacey, I promise you. People are like, so does Jasmine shoot the things? Like, do I send her my stuff so Jasmine—
Are you coming to my house and doing—
Exactly. No, these are all lifestyle-inspired photos. These are, you know, like what you do for the holidays, where do you go on vacation, your desk space, things that you can post about your lifestyle, casting a very personal perspective on your business, and you have to pitch your business. So this is just keeping those social conversations going. And every month, so like Stacey just referenced, we had a 30-day Facebook challenge. That was the marketing plan. We're getting into using a Facebook group to grow your business. That's going to be a future issue. So we have a lot of good stuff coming out. Every month, we focus on one aspect of marketing, and we make sure that people are well taken care of, and they feel really confident showing up every day on social media for $30. It's a dollar a day.
It's crazy. Here's the thing. Some people love it for the photos, and some people need the captions, and some people like the marketing. It's just whatever you need or whatever's missing. And for me, I personally am just obsessed with the captions because I just want to hear you say something. And sometimes I don't even take the caption, but it makes me think of something else that I can bring up.
Totally. And as business owners, we're tapped out in so many different ways that when somebody just sparks a conversation, it makes you feel creative. You're just in your place of power. And that's the best thing that I want for our members.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love it. I appreciate you putting something together like that because there's nobody doing anything like that. So I love how different it is. But Jasmine, where can everybody find you? Tell us your Instagram account, all of that.
So it's easy, jasminestar.com, and on all social platforms, you can find me at jasminestar. And if you want more information on Social Curator, you can go to socialcurator.com.
Perfect. Jasmine, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.